Hello, hello. My name I'm Mirella, and I said good afternoon from Italy, exactly from Abruzzo. Abruzzo, for who doesn't know, it's an area on Italy, very beautiful, with mountains, with a sea, a large beach with sand, three national park, 70% it's green, it's unbelievable. Now I will think about we make some jokes, some funny stories, something like that. I tell you, if you want to make a vacation in Italy, how you find a relaxing, good food, where you find all this. But we beginning with today, when I saw my friend. She tell me some funny stories, so I decided to tell you. I hope I provoked a little smile on your face. A smile, a sunshine moment. So we talking about the three people, three men, on the nudist beach, and they stay calm on the beach, but after a few minutes they engage the conversation. Two of the men looked very happy, but the other it's a little bit upset, a little bit glum. So normally the man talking about job, about woman, but in this situation they talk about job. So one of them said, I'm working on the Italian bank. It's a very, very well paid work, but you know how it is, the dress code, it's very formal. And every day I have to wear a suit with a collar and tie. So this is very, very perfect vacation when we come to the beach on the sunshine, nudist beach. I have a time for freedom to relax, feeling completely unrestrained. And the second man, he said, I with you, dear buddy, I'm deep sea driver, and I'm usually weighted down with a driver's suit, lead boots and a brass helmet. Being here on the beach, it's a real freedom for me, without nothing. But they talking, and after that, after a few seconds, they looking for a third man, and said, and they watching on him, and saw he is very upset, very. And they asking, and you? And third man said, I am pickpocket. And my therapist said I'd benefit from a holiday where I won't have the opportunity to steal from the people. Normally on the nudist beach. I hope you smile. Hi. And the other joke who tell me today said about two people goes on adoption agency, married and husband. We said Frankie and Melanie. They had their owner from the circus, and one day they walking into an adoption agency. And normally there the social worker makes some question. Are you sure that a traveling circus is the best environment in which to bring up a young child? Oh, I mean, is all those dangerous animals and constantly being on the road at night with cars, with all this? Normally, social worker. The wife responded, "The animals are well trained, and we have a state-of-the-art 60-foot motor home with all necessary comfort. But how would you educate the child?" asked the social worker. "Ah, it's not a problem. We engage a tutor," said the man. "He'll teach all the regular academic subjects as well as Spanish and computer program, Spanish, Italian, English language and computer programming, mathematical history, all is need from the education from the kid. And normally have a babysitter," said the wife. "She's certificated in pediatric care as well as a child welfare and nutrition." Oh, the social worker had listening carefully, and he was very impressed. "Hey, well, you really do seem like an ideal couple," he said. "What age of child did you have in mind?" "Oh, doesn't matter, as long they are small enough to fit in the canon." No, God. When I hear this joke, I said, "Oh, I'm happy because I have a wonderful parents." So, we're talking about a little bit from Italy, from this region, Abruzzo. If you going on the map, you said you see this area on 2 hours from Rome. So if you come with airplane, it's more than easy to arrive. And believe me, who loves the history, the we have a lot of castle, food, and a lot of things. But I tell you more next stories on our radio. On Italian, we said you are on Principe della Notte e la strega. On English, the knight, prince, the prince of the night, and the the witch, something like that. Okay. For the first appointment, I said that it's all, but don't worry, second appointment, we talking about Italian humor, Italian cuisine, even the other thing of the world, from Japan to Germany to every little corner of this world. Thank you. Bye bye. A big kiss from Italy. Ciao ciao.